Thank you for calling. If this is an operator with an overseas collect call, please note that yes, we will accept the charges.
Welcome to Bank of America. This call may be recorded. To get started, please say or enter your telephone access ID, card, or account number. Thanks. And the last four digits of your social security number or tax ID? That's 7424, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. In order to get you to the right place, in a few words, please tell me what you're calling about.
I wanted to know a location for a branch of Bank of America.
I can help you with that here. What are the last four digits of your social security number or tax ID? One more time. Please say or enter the last four digits of your social security number or tax ID. Please hold while I connect you. Your call may be monitored for quality assurance. For quality purposes, your call may be recorded or monitored.
For more information on the Paycheck Protection Program, including updates on recent legislation, please visit bankofamerica.com/sbresources.
Hello.
Thank you for being a Federal Bank of America Small Business Client. My name is Joanna. May I have your name and the name of the business, please?
Hey, Joanna. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How about you, sir?
I am great. Thank you very much. Actually, I wanted to know about an information for a branch that you guys have at North Milwaukee Avenue in Chicago, Illinois.
So you want to know if the branch is open or did you want to set an appointment?
Yeah, I have to receive like a payment today. But that's an international transaction that they're making. So what their bank is saying that the location does not exist for the bank anymore.
Okay. So they needed, what exactly do they need?
They
were get this
doing a wire transfer. So the bank address that were being provided to me onto an account, which was 5466, North Milwaukee Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60630 is the zip.
Uh-huh.
That is something which has been coming up permanently closed.
Okay, so you just, okay. So they just want an address that it's not saying that it's closed. They just want something that you know, that it's open, that the branch is open?
Right. Because they were having problem in terms of sending us the wire transaction.
For the wire, okay. And they just want the address and making sure that the branch is open, or they just want an address for the bank?
No, actually, the address which we are basically providing them, when they're searching it on their system, it says that the bank does not exist over there.
And this is for a wire, okay? Because I know that we can provide the address, but it won't. It's going to say New York, New York.
And will that still be coming into our account?
It should, because they have your account number and your routing number. They just want, I believe so, like an address, making sure that, okay, this is Bank of America.
Exactly.
Because yes, no worries. I've also had a client prior to your call wanting that they also were requesting the address of the bank.
Okay. So,
I did provide, and this will be domestic, right? Sure. Let me bear with me. I know I have the address here. Where did it go? I'm just looking for it, sir. Thank you for your patience.
No problem.
You want to find something and you don't find it when you need to. I know it's here. I know it's here somewhere. Okay, the call is being monitored and recorded. Thank you so much, sir, for your patience with me.
No problem. If you need more time, you can find it.
Here it is. I got it. Okay.
Right.
It's going to say Bank of America, and then this is the address.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready. It's 222 Broadway, 222 Broadway.
Okay.
And then it'll have New York, and then the zip code 10038. This is a domestic wire. Is that correct, sir?
No, it's an international one.
International? Okay, I have one for international, too. They could, choose either or, but it'll say Bank of America, and then this one will be 555 California Street, San Francisco, California, 94104.
So it's 555 California Street, San Francisco, California, 94104, right?
Correct, yes, sir.
And that is
so these are the two addresses that will be provided.
Okay. And these both are...
And I even have the SWIFT code. I have a SWIFT code if that's something that they would like.
No, I do have the SWIFT code. I've already provided them.
Okay, you have the... Okay, perfect. So with these addresses, with your account number, your routing number for wire, they should be good.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Juan.
Now, if they want a specific address, then that's different. But these are the addresses that are provided when they are requesting you to receive a wire. Okay?
Okay, perfect. I think that this is just to basically confirm that the bank exists, and by that way, if they have the account number and the routing number, they can directly transfer it to our account.
Yes,
right?
Exactly, because it's going to go to your account. Make sure that the routing and the account number are correct, and make sure that they do put your name, the name of the business, correctly.
Perfect. Thank you very much for your help today.
Oh, you're very welcome, sir. My name is Joanna. If you receive a survey, the first questions on the service I provided. Have a wonderful day, okay?
You too.
Blessings to you, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Goodbye.